Shalom and good morning.
We want to continue with this session, and we want to look at the people of this age. We want to understand why Jesus called the people of this age evil generation or wicked generation. We want to understand why did Jesus talk about this evil generation. Earlier on in the prayer of the disciples, what we people normally call the Lord's Prayer, is the disciples' prayer. Jesus concluded by saying, "Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one or from evil." We want to get to know how does a generation become evil? How does a generation enter into evil state? So that we can be able to ask God, lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Every time a generation is under the control of the evil one, the evil one injects the best he can. And what he injects into people is evil. Evil is opposite of good. Evil is everything that is a vice. Evil is anything and everything that comes from Satan. Evil is about killing, is about cheating, is about destruction, is about causing trouble. Evil is about lies. Anything that describes Satan is evil. Satan can be described by the name evil, and the Bible calls him the evil one, the evil one. And so Jesus now is talking about this generation that he is also calling evil. Why is he calling it evil? Because when Jesus has really healed, when he healed and cast out a demon, these people asked for a sign. They said, "Yeah, yes, cast out the demons by the prince of demons. But then show us a sign." So Jesus returned to that idea again, and he says, as the crowd, that is Luke 11 and verses 29, says, as the crowd pressed in on Jesus, he said, "This evil generation keeps asking me to show them a miraculous sign, but the only sign I will show them is the sign of Jonah." You see, Jesus calls them an evil generation or a wicked generation because, despite the fact that he has proved that he is capable of driving out devil, they say that he's doing it by the prince of demons. And when he challenges them that Satan cannot cast out Satan, then he says, "Then show us the sign." And Jesus told them that you are evil, like your father. You have the DNA of your father because your father has begotten you. But then Jesus said, the only sign that you can be shown, that I can show you, is the sign of Jonah. What is the sign of Jonah? He went on to say, what happened to him was a sign to the people of Nineveh that God had sent him. You see, the sign of Jonah is that Jonah was sent by God to Nineveh. But instead of going to Nineveh to speak against the evils and to speak and deliver them from the powers of darkness, from the evil one, instead of agreeing to go, he disobeyed God and went to Tarshish, another city. But when he was on his runaway mission, God caught him, and he made sure that he had shaken the waters, that he had troubled the waters and has shaken all the waters to an extent that everybody was crying. Everybody was on their tears because they felt that they would die on the storm. But what finally happened is that Jonah requested that he be thrown at the sea. And when he was thrown at the sea, God provided a big fish, and that fish opened the mouth, and Jonah entered into that fish. And he was there for 3 days when he was being transported from Tarshish on the sea to Tarshish all the way to Nineveh. And he started preaching. Now that became a sign, being at the heart of the sea, being inside a fish for 3 days, and then coming up out of the fish without being destroyed. That was a miracle. It has never been heard. A person entering into the stomach of an animal, and then God made sure that he takes charge, that the animal does not digest this person. That's a miracle. It's a great miracle. So that became a sign that God is able to protect, that is, God is able to keep alive, even for 3 days, even for many days. So Jesus now put this and says, just as Jonah was in the heart of the sea for 3 days, that became a sign for the Ninevites. So when Ninevites were hearing him speak, they knew that this man has done a miracle. They believed in the God who preserved Jonah. Jonah had nothing to preach to them. But when Jonah says, the God who preserved me at the heart of the sea, inside the fish, for 3 days, and that was known because the people at the ship, at the sea, those that were traveling with him, they would give testimony. There were hundreds of people in that ship. They had lost a lot of cargo. So they were giving testimony of how God preserved them. It was known. It was on public domain that God done that. And that made them to have faith. So God said, just as that was faith, then Jesus said, what happens to the Son of Man will be a sign to these people that he was sent by God. Just as Jesus also will be in the heart of the sea after death for 3 days, and then he's going to resurrect, that sign of resurrection will become a sign to this generation that is evil. Then he continues and says, the Queen of Sheba will stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now, someone greater than Solomon is here, but you refuse to listen to him. So why Jesus is calling them evil? They are evil because they refuse to listen, because they reject to listen. That's what made them to be evil. They are given an opportunity to come out of their misery, like the people of Jonah, but they refuse. If the people of Jonah refused, they could have been killed. But these people, they refuse. And we are told that there's a woman called the Queen of Sheba, traveled long distance to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But Jesus is here, greater than the Solomon of wisdom. Why are we not looking for him? Why are we not willing to come and look for him? That's what the mystery Jesus was talking about. That's what was saying, for us to be under the power of darkness is because we have refused to listen. And the people of Nineveh, they will stand in judgment, you know, in that day against these people because they refused. Because this woman, or this Queen of Sheba, will defeat the people of this even this generation, because he came to listen to that wisdom, but they are refusing. Then he talked about the people the people of the Nineveh who accepted to hear Jonah preach will also stand up against this generation on the judgment day and condemn it. So they repented of their sins at the preaching of Jonah. So Jesus is saying, you refuse to listen, you refuse to repent, you refuse to come to the Son of Man. This is what makes you to be under the power of evil one. So when we are talking about deliver us from evil, Jesus is also saying, as I deliver you from evil, listen. As I deliver you from evil or from the evil one, accept. As I deliver you from the evil one, run away, repent from your sins, and you'll be delivered. And because Jesus said that one more than, greater than Jonah is here, but you refuse to repent. So you cannot be delivered from the evil one unless we repent. And so Jesus is saying, so the problem we are having is the way you look at things, is your perspective, is the way you look at the Son of Man, is the way you look at the kingdom of darkness. You must realize that the devil is not your friend. Have a perspective. And why are they having a problem? Because their eyes are still in darkness, and they need to come out of darkness and to allow the light of God to light them. So he gave an example and says, no one lights up a lamp and then hides it and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. So Jesus is now talking about you are in darkness. You are under the evil one, where you are saying, deliver us from the evil one, because you refuse to get out of the evil one. You refuse to repent. You refuse to acknowledge. You refuse to come to Jesus. You refuse to come to Jesus because you are still in darkness. So this is the darkness that he's talking about. And then Jesus started talking about, why are you in darkness also under the evil one? And he began by saying, because you are under the leadership of evil people, of blind people. You are other people who do not allow you to come to Jesus Christ. People who call Jesus Beelzebub. The people who lead you are blind, and they call Jesus Beelzebub, and they are on the side of the evil one. And that's why people are in the evil one. Father, we thank you that you help us to come out of the predicament of the people of this generation, which is about evil, which is about being under the cover of the evil one. Break us and deliver us from the evil one. Help us to repent. Lord, help us to listen to you. Help us to come and seek you. Help us to ask of you. Help us to knock the doors of darkness. And Lord, help us to discern the people who lead us, so that they will not make us to remain under the power of the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.